Welcome to Shaped by Scripture, a series designed to help you plant God's Word deep in your heart so it can transform your life. Every episode, we'll walk with you through God's Word, guiding you to memorize, understand, and apply Scripture in a way that strengthens your faith and shapes your daily walk with Christ. Here, we believe that when God's Word takes root in your heart, it changes everything from the way you think, to the way you live, to the way you love others. So take a deep breath, open your heart, and let's journey together as we are shaped by Scripture. Theological Insight, January 21st, 2026. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9:7. At the heart of 2 Corinthians 9:7 lies the doctrine of Christian stewardship. Stewardship means recognizing that everything we have, our time, our talents, our possessions, and even our very lives, ultimately belongs to God. Scripture teaches that God is the creator and owner of all things, Psalm 24:1, and we are his managers. We are entrusted with his gifts not to hoard them for ourselves, but to use them in ways that honor him and bless others. The primary theological point of stewardship is that generosity is an act of worship. When Paul tells the Corinthians that God loves a cheerful giver, he is not simply urging them to donate to a cause. He is reminding them that giving reflects our view of God. If we believe God is stingy, we will give sparingly. If we believe God is gracious and abundant, we will give freely and with joy. In this way, generosity mirrors the character of God, who gave his Son for our salvation, John 3:16. Stewardship also teaches us that giving is not about the size of the gift, but about the heart of the giver. Paul stresses that each person should decide in his or her own heart, guided by prayer and reflection. This prevents giving from being motivated by guilt or by pressure from others. Instead, giving flows from gratitude and trust in God's provision. When we give with joy, we declare that our security is not in money, but in the Lord who provides all we need. Finally, stewardship carries an eternal perspective. Earthly possessions are temporary, but investments in God's kingdom have lasting value, Matthew 6:19 through 21. Cheerful giving is not a loss. It is a gain because it aligns our hearts with God's eternal purposes. Thus, the theology of stewardship calls us to live with open hands. Everything we have is from God, and everything we give is for God. Our generosity reveals not only what we value, but whom we worship.